Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Now, Black Lives Matter is rolling into a school near you. If you don't understand the threat that Black Lives Matter is, you need to do your homework right now. New York City, one of the many school systems that is rolling out now Black Lives Matter themed lesson plans. North Carolina's largest school system in Wake County has launched a website this summer that provides BLM lessons for teachers to use in a classroom and parents to use at home. The website, created by the school system's Office of Equity Affairs, encourages teachers to address the injustices that exist beyond education by the conversations we have with each other, by speaking up when we see hate, by supporting others that oppose racism and oppression, and directly engaging in advocacy work. In other words, they are making your kid into a Black Lives Matter warrior. The site lays out a cult-like recruiting process for students to follow. Step one, recognize your white privilege. Step two, learn the do's and don'ts of being an ally. Step three, recruit more members to learn steps one and two.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and it's good to have you join us again. We have special guests with us today. We have Sloan Rackmuth. Is that correct?
You did great, Rackmuth.
It sounds like a Viking name.
I'm as mean as a daggone Viking, but that is, it's Austrian.
Oh, okay. Well, Sloan Rackmuth is with
Education First Alliance.
Education First Alliance, North Carolina. She's with us tonight because of some events they've been having. We had a Zoom meeting last night where we talked about the critical race theory that's being pushed into our state board of education and our local school systems. And Sloan, you did a very good job on that presentation. And we were wondering if you could share some of that information with our audience tonight. We also have Howe and Rainer James with us, and we have Melissa with us tonight. So,
hey,
Sloan, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you tell us about the meeting we had last night.
Will do. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for having me and allowing me to hopefully educate your listeners. It means a lot to be able to gain your trust and to be able to present on such a serious issue that we have in front of us. So, you know, my name is Sloan and I'm with Ed First Alliance. And see, let me tell you about our organization. So organization represents at this time 11,000 active parents and growing. We just started on January 6th and we're growing the movement really fast. And our mission is to protect the dignity and the opportunity of K-12 students. That means wherever they are, homeschool, private school, whatever. And so my background is I'm an investigative journalist. I work for The Federalist. I've been in The Daily Wire, National Pulse, if you know Raheem Kassam, and The American Conservative, everywhere you might imagine. But I used to cover terrorism and in particular extremism and incitement to violence. And over the summer, I reported on Black Lives Matter in the classroom because it was a similar curriculum that I had seen in the, the Arab territories in Israel that would adrenalize children to kill Jews, if you will. And so I recognized the curriculum pretty much right away. And that was in the summer. And then I started learning that there was a real name for it. In its critical race theory. And I'm going to explain to your listeners what that is and how it's being done, but that's just how we jumped into the fray. And so right now, like I said, we have 11,000 parents that we represent. We've got 28,000 activists all over the state. And we've got a network now of national organizations. I'm now going with FreedomWorks and talking with all around the country, everyone there sounding the alarm and teaching them what to look for and how to fight back. Because I'm not going to tell you that things are terrible, we're all going to die and there's no way out. I'm going to tell you how we're going to fight our way out of the situation that we find ourselves in right now.
Great. That sounds good, because I know your talk last night had to do with the dangers of the critical race theory in the classroom, and that even in North Carolina, our Department of Education is training teachers to teach that.
Yes, absolutely. So let's just start with what critical race theory is, right? It's critical race theory is, it deals with the premise really of, if you would want to call it, supremacy. So critical race theory, what the proponents are going to tell you is, wow, since people of color aren't doing very well in school, and that actually is true, and we do need to address that. Since they're not doing very well, we're going to bring in an educational system that will castigate white people, scapegoat them, and collectively punish them, and somehow elevate people of color. You all were on the call last night. I think I was the only white person on the panel. Well, me and Nancy. I mean, there were three black, very well-educated on the matter males who told you and will educate you, this is the worst thing possible for black Americans. And so that, as we know, if this was supposed to help and elevate the black community, it does nothing of the sort. So let me tell you the goals, the stated goals. These are not my words. These are the theoreticians behind this. Critical race theory goals: to reconnect children to one-sided and inaccurate histories of colonialism, slavery, and white supremacy. By the way, I did add the one-sided and inaccurate history. See, the thing about critical race theory is, it when you bring in facts and primary documents, that is anathema, because anything they quote is written by a white supremacist, they throw it out, and they'll bring in a story, which is generally made up, a personal story of someone. So facts are out, feelings and stories are in. Now, the second goal of critical race theory, and I want all of your listeners to listen to this: to demonize families with fathers, straight people, the Jewish and the Christian religions, and capitalism in general. Now, why in the world would such a pedagogy do something like that? Glad you asked, metaphorically. The reason is, they want to cause chaos and sow hatred among students and to ignite activism against the United States government.
They also want to divide and conquer us by dividing us.
Absolutely. And so I'm gonna tell you what's going on in North Carolina. So we have two at the top. The way that our public education system is structured is, you've got the State Board of Education, which theoretically, it passes the mandates down, right, for the schools. We saw that with the history curriculum, et cetera. But then the DPI will advise them on that, and also administer all the programs. Okay. So the Department of Instruction is headed by Superintendent Catherine Truitt, who is a Republican. And so her department is now doing a 9-week intensive to train teachers. Now, let me tell you what the lead instructor for that training said. We have to dismantle the idea of American exceptionalism, of America, of Eurocentric white culture, and we need to focus on minority cultures.
Okay. Is there a source for that where other people can actually go and see her statement?
Well, absolutely. I've got better than that. I've got the videos for that. So I've got videos of these live trainings. I mean, we'll get to know each other, and you're going to love me for this. I bring receipts. Great. So I always tell this story in other people's words. You'll get to see it come out of the mouths of these trainers.
Good. We'd like to have the source to back up what we're saying.
100%.
Hal?
I listen to 107.1, our radio station, when I'm riding around delivering our County Compass newspapers and talking to our sponsors and so forth. Sebastian Gorka was talking about the same thing on a national level today. Spent quite a bit of time talking about how terrible it was and how much the momentum it's getting in the Congress, which is really surprising.
Well, Catherine Gorka, Sebastian's wife, Catherine is with Heritage Foundation, and she came down to one of our parent boot camps 3 weeks ago. And we met and we talked about what was going on in North Carolina, and they're committed to helping us with a solution. And so Catherine
knows wonderful. Very well.
Yes, definitely. And as far as sources, I already have a couple of articles that will source that quote, and I'll give that to you. So it's already being printed, but I'm going to go a step further and also give you the videos, because in journalism, I mean, we're always very careful to make sure that all of our news is 100% accurate, that we can back it up, because listen, there are so few trusted news sources right now that, we respect all of our listeners and our readers, and we take that very seriously. So I'm glad you asked. And moreover, I want your listeners to see the evidence for themselves as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We encourage our listeners not to just take our word for anything we tell them, to please go out and do the research themselves. And when we publish stuff, we publish the sources for it. I publish the links and pages from last night's Zoom meeting on our website, and they can go there and find out a lot about your organization and see the Zoom call that they missed last night.
Wonderful. Well, we have part two coming out tonight, actually. So part one, would so that you're not sitting there engrossed in a two-hour, epic film. Part number one, as Rick said, it's up on the website. It's a 16-minute synopsis of what critical race theory is and how it's being deployed in the school system. Because, again, Rick and I have a fidelity to the truth. We respect you guys, and we know that once we put the evidence there, you're going to look at it yourself. So here's how critical race theory works in the classroom, because it's really important for you guys to know how it works. One of the other goals, by the way, of critical race theory and of the Department of Instruction's training program is to separate the child from the family. Very important. They do that various ways. So step one in the whole process of these critical race theory trainings, I'm talking about, you guys, K through 12, music class, physics, English, PE. We've seen this stuff in technology classes in homeroom. So it's in every single class. There's no getting away. So step one is a teacher will walk in and identify the race, gender, preference, sexuality, religion, socioeconomic status of every student in the class. Now, how in the world would you do that? Here's how it's done. Students as young as, in our experience, third grade, will be given surveys that will ask them, by the way, without parental consent or knowledge, which is against federal law, that is against student privacy. But they're doing it in every county. We're catching them on a daily basis almost. They're going to ask students, are you gay? What is your gender identity? Do you identify as a transgender? How much money do you children or do your parents make? Are you straight, heterosexual, gay, or lesbian? By the way, what I'm reading to you is a third grader's survey.
Wow.
But that's step one, right? They're going to get invasive, personal information about each student, and here's how they're going to use it. Step two, they're going to customize the teaching material to elevate, this is their words, marginalized cultures and minimize white supremacy in every single class. This is the words of the trainer. You're going to hear this, and actually, I've got it in an article. I'm going to post it. The North Carolina DPI, their training is instructing teachers on how to, quote, blow people's minds and about shooting cannons at accepted curriculum in their classrooms. Blow people's minds for kindergarten or teacher. Can you even imagine? So what this is saying is we don't give a darn whatever you've been given to teach or whatever you should teach or whatever, because it's all based on white supremacy. It's all elevating the family. It's all pro-America. It's all, you know, based on Judeo-Christian tradition. They're actually telling them to do away with that. And that is why, by the way, we see books like Dr. Seuss being canceled and stars like Cardi B being elevated. It's who is doing the censoring? Who is doing the judgment? And that's the problem.
Right. And people, when you've heard us talk to you about revisionist history, this is a good example of exactly what we're talking about. They're wanting to wipe away the true history that has been taught in the past, and they're wanting to replace it with the socialist agendas and with the critical race theory that we're talking about here. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and then when we come back, we'll let Sloan pick up on that. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we're talking with Sloan Rackness, and she's with the Education First Alliance in North Carolina, and she's talking to us about critical race theory that is being pushed down on our school systems. So, Sloan, turn it back over to you.
Well, great. Thanks again for having me, and I'm really glad to have the opportunity to educate all the listeners today. It's a very serious matter. We're talking about critical race theory and what's going on in our schools. This is ground zero for the fight to save our country. And we really don't have a lot of time left. And so we need you to be educated and we need you to be activated. And hopefully the information I'm giving you today will be a great starting point for your own research.
Yeah. Critical race theory is kind of a new terminology that we're hearing, but the processes you've been describing have been going on for a number of generations now. taking the fathers out of homes, dividing the families, taking control of the children, corrupting the education system. It all was with a common goal of communism, socialism, global control. And now they've got this new critical race theory, which is another tool they're using to conquer us by dividing us, right?
Well, this is the most egregious tool. This is a fast track to communism. There's no other way to explain it. And please don't take my word for it. I mean, you've got higher, way smarter people than me and higher end scholars talking about this. This is a clear and present danger. There is no doubt about it. Now, you mentioned something about critical race theory beginning to start permeating the media, et cetera. Right today, there's a big story, and man, it's just exploding right now. It came out from Christopher Rufo, who is the most formidable expert on critical race theory. He wrote in City Journal, he wrote a piece about a teacher training that happened in Wake County, February of 2020. And it detailed this horrendous teacher training. It was just terrible. And what I'm talking about is the same thing. And so what Chris doesn't know, and we're about to publish on, if I don't get scooped by talking to you guys first, that the same trainer and the same program is going on from the Department of Instruction. So I went over step one. Step one, give these surveys, identify every nook and cranny of a child's private life. Number two, you're going to customize your teaching material to strictly elevate that. And oh, by the way, part of that is teaching teachers that math is racist.
Okay.
So how?
I wanted to ask you to comment on our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's task force he's just formed to address indoctrination in public schools. There seems to be a tug of war going on between DPI and some of the more conservative legislators and members of, you know, like the lieutenant governor, people like that.
There is. And I'm going to tell you what I think and why. First of all, Mark Robinson is the standard bearer of our party. He deserves that. He earns it. And I have tremendous trust, respect, and fidelity to our lieutenant governor.
That's wonderful, too.
I really do. I mean, this is me stepping away as a person, right? I'm not representing my organization. But I love what he's doing because he's one of the few, you know, elected officials that keep their promises. Well, here's what I think. I think that Catherine Truitt, who is the superintendent, her first act in office was to hire 7 progressives. Her very first act. So what she did was in my mind, and actually, don't take it from me. In the minds of a lot of our Black conservatives, she pandered for votes. And then as soon as she was done, she tossed them aside and then went and hired a bunch of progressives when people of color really stuck their neck out to get her votes. And so I think that she's irritated with Mark because he keeps his promises and he's a showman in a way, right? Because he wants to show that he's protecting the people. She thinks that is déclassé, et cetera, whatever. So it's the classic elite. She's been a teacher. She knows best. But let me tell you something. She doesn't. She doesn't know best because she's a politician now. She was a teacher. She's an elected official now, and she will be held accountable. And we are holding her accountable. She's hiding under her desk. She's gotten over 200 emails, I know, from parents who are dissatisfied with her answers or who are being completely ignored. She is telling parents that, you know, this was part of a program before I even got here. And I'm trying my best to clean it up as fast as I can. That is being disingenuous. She instituted the program. She endorsed the program when she was talking to progressives when she was running. This is her, got her handprints all over it. It's a fact. And so she is a politician now. And politicians have to be big girls and put their big girls' pants on and be responsible to the people that she serves. And so, and that's what I want to tell you. Today, I went to Moore County. I was invited as a guest to their monthly Republican shindig. Loved it because there was about 200 conservatives there having a great time, and loved to see it. Everyone paid $75 per plate. That's a lot of shekels, okay? And Catherine didn't even show up. She came in by Zoom. She was going to speak about a lot of things, but everyone in the room was lit up and energized about these critical race theory social study standards. So during her talk, I felt she was disingenuous about her role in the social study standards. In my summation, she crossed out a couple of words, patted herself on the back, and threw Mark Robinson under the bus for not supporting her position. That was number one. Number two, she was outright disingenuous about critical race theory. So, Rick, you said it right, that critical race theory is just starting to permeate the air. Well, thanks to our work and our full court press on her, she said critical race theory 5 times in one speech. It was unheard of, the most repeated phrase. And she kept saying, I do not support it. I don't like it. Now we know and we understand that that is disingenuous. It's not true. And so we're going to have to hold her accountable. So you said that you packed up a couple vans, got a few buses, came up to Raleigh. Well, guess what? You better put your walking shoes on and fire the van up.
We intend to. We mm-hmm. will be there, and we will take as many people as we can with us. I want to jump back real quick. First, we're going to have to take another break here shortly. But you were talking about, you said math is racist, yes. According to them. Can you elaborate on how they explain that math is racist?
Well, first of all, it relies on the premise that people of color are not smart enough to do math. So that is racist.
And I'm glad you put that.
And not true. It is a lie.
Right.
First of all, I can't balance my checkbook, whatever. And I'm white. I'm terrible. I mean, and I have dyscalculia. I read math from left to right. So what about that? To assume that people of color are not smart and cannot do math is maybe one of the more racist things I've heard in the modern era. First of all.
And that's how this works. The implications, and your other speakers that you had last night, you had three black gentlemen, I believe, they alluded to the fact of the damage it is doing to the black community. The way it puts them in a light that they aren't smart enough to do things, like the voter ID, same thing. They're not capable of getting an ID. But if you go out and talk to them, they think that's ludicrous. That's just a bunch of hogwash.
I'm telling you, people of color are speaking out in a very big way. In a very big way. And you're going to hear them louder and louder. And that's not all. We've got people from every race, creed, background, Republican, Democrat, never voted. This is a universally offensive pedagogy that's coming from an alleged Republican superintendent. We have to stop it.
Right. I agree. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we're talking with Sloan Rackmuth of Education First Alliance NC, and we're talking about the teaching of critical race theory and how our Department of Instruction is pushing these things down. Sloan, who is behind these lessons that are being taught? I mean, where's the money coming from? Is it coming from taxpayers, or do we have outside influences? You know, Bill Gates, maybe Foundation. I know they were involved a lot in the creation of Common Core. Are they a part of this also?
They are. That's such a great question, and I'm glad you asked. So this training that's being given, it is a part of something called New America. New America is a far left, it's a political organization, really, that's dedicated to getting Democrats elected. So that's their goal. The chairman of the board is none other than Eric Schmidt from Google, right? Wow. And it's funded by Bill Gates, George Soros. Anytime George Soros is in the mix, honey, bad things are coming. And the Ford Foundation. So just that on its face. I mean, if this continues, North Carolina will turn California blue within 5 years.
It seems like every time we get into something like this, if you connect the dots and follow the money, those same names keep coming up. Same thing now with the coronavirus pandemic situation and the vaccines and all. You got the same names involved over and over and over again.
Right. I mean, you asked the question, is taxpayer money going to it or is it outside influence? Taxpayer money will always go to it, whether it's on the front end or the back end or whatever it is. We always get the end.
Right.
Not the good one.
Yeah. And most of this stuff is extremely expensive. So, you know, it's a lot of taxpayer money. Going back to the Common Core issue, that was billions of dollars spent to implement Common Core. And here in North Carolina, multi-millions of dollars were spent trying to train the teachers, get the materials, get the curriculum, you know, to bring in Common Core. All the time the teachers are complaining about they need more money for salaries and things like that. They could be making good salaries if it wasn't for the millions of dollars being wasted on things like Common Core and now on this critical race theory.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this is Common Core. from hell and on steroids.
Yeah.
So that's what we got. Now, if you remember that Catherine Truett was a proponent of Common Core for a very long time. And so this is, and it seems like she's before things, for things before she's against them.
Right.
And so we've got one of those. But this is Common Core. Make no mistake about it. And guys, everybody listening to the sound of my voice, wake up, because you're going to be lied to. I think we learned from Common Core that we cannot trust anyone but ourselves. We can rely on each other as grassroots, and you have to understand that people in power on the right and the left try to silence grassroots groups all the time. Why?
Right.
Because we have the power. You know, the only two things that give you power are money and people. They have the money, but the people always win. We got to remember that, you guys. We got to educate.
Well, you're absolutely right. Our organization, in 2016 ran four candidates for school board on a common platform of getting back to the basics, and we're fighting Common Core. I ran against the current chair, who had been there 23 years and had been chair of the school board for 21 years. Unfortunately, we were all defeated, and so many lies were told. Now, in 2020, I ran again, and we ran three other candidates also. And the lies were unbelievable. They stood at the polls telling people that we were white supremacists.
Yeah, they were racist.
And at the same time, I was running the campaign for Mark Robinson in Craven County. So,
well, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you fight back dirty, or did you try to play by the rules?
We played by the rules, but we stood up for ourselves, you know. We didn't get dirty, but we did stand up.
Well, when I say fight dirty, I mean get on the same level. And to me, that's dirty, but it's crucial, right? As conservatives, we don't want to do that, right? Dirty to me is still honest, but it's unseemly, right? And so we have to remember that. And it's interesting, but when I first started doing this activism, conservatives were very, well, maybe rhinos, they're very uncomfortable with my brand of activism. But it's truth. And bold truth. And to that end, every time I encounter someone that wants to fight like that, generally there's some truth in their background that they don't want anyone to know. And so I find that truth and I expose that truth. And usually that truth explains why they're going around calling people a white supremacist without any scintilla of evidence.
Right. Well,
and we have to remember that. Let me tell you something. We are very close to losing this, you guys, to losing the country. So we need to understand that we don't have time to, play nice and just, you know, take a bunch of hits. We have to not only counterpunch, but we have to throw the first blow. And do not ever be afraid to name names, you guys. It's too important.
Right. I understand. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair. Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think E70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter.
So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Well, before we get back to our interview with Sloan, I want you to listen to this brief clip between Candace Owens and Carol Swain.
What is a society? How do we benefit from a society that is perpetually trying to dumb down not just Black students, all students? We're seeing kind of the replacement of hard academics, learning things that you learned in school, with these sort of psychological conditioning programs, learning about white privilege and learning about 26 different genders as opposed to learning mathematics and science. What is the ultimate goal and just why?
I mean, it's all about the Marxism. And the critical race theory, one of the things that I hope that your viewers will dig deeply into is critical race theory. And I strongly encourage people to read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And when they challenge the academic institutions that are discriminating against them, they would be following one of those rules. Saul Alinsky says, make your enemy live up to his rule book. His rule book is that student handbook and those things the university says it stands for. Make them live up to what they say.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we're talking with Sloan Rackness, and she's with the Education First Alliance in North Carolina, and she's talking to us about critical race theory that is being pushed down on our school systems. We're getting close to running out of time here. So I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit more about your organization and some of the campaigns you currently have going on. I know there's some links on your website. You've got a very interactive website, and it's asking people to get involved and to get active, and it's giving action items. Tell them a little bit about the action items that they need to start participating in.
Yes, thank you for that tee up. Well, I want to explain to you how Education First Alliance works. We're not your typical advocacy group, if you will. We have three different branches. Number one, we do investigative journalism. It's very important that voters and parents and everyone has a transparent view on the inside of schools. So we do name names and report on people that are doing dubious things that everyone should know about. So that's first of all, we do journalism. Secondly, we do parent education. So it's what you guys would call voter education, but it's the same thing for parents. So parent boot camp, for parents to be empowered to, well, first of all, for them to have the knowledge to look through the curriculum, understand what they're looking at. And we do role plays where, because parents are afraid of this, they are afraid of being called a white supremacist for no reason. So we go through role plays on how to handle that, how to talk to teachers, how to spread the word, how to do that. And then the third thing we do is we offer trainings for high schoolers and middle schoolers. And so we'll have nights out where we show the Dennis Prager movies, et cetera. We're teaching these young kids, we're counter-programming them, telling them what Marxism is, showing them how dangerous it is, et cetera, because we need to take a 360 view. So to your view, yeah, we got to get people active. You know why? People want to help and they feel helpless and they're not. And that's what we're all about. So we have two urgent campaigns. Number one is to send a message to Superintendent Truitt that we're not going to sit back and be quiet about her office providing these critical race theory trainings. We're not going to do it. So that's number one, a critical campaign. We need a social media storm. So if you go to that link provided, we've done all the hard work. We have the hashtags in there, everything you need, everything written. Do it. Number two is on our state board of education. There is a guy that was appointed by Cooper three times. His name is James E. Ford. James E. Ford is an out-and-out racist. There's been several articles about him. He's a big fan of Jeremiah Wright, GD America. He accuses police of extrajudicially murdering Black people and targeting them. And he goes after white women. He hates all white people. You guys, he is 90% of the moving spirit behind those social studies standards. It was him. It is him. So we have a Jeremiah Wright, GD America social studies standards program. At the same time, we have a critical race theory teacher training program, and I need your help.
Well, Sloan, explain, if you will, to our listeners, how is the State Board of Education, how is it comprised? They're not elected. How do we get those people?
Yeah, some are and some aren't. So there are 11 members that are appointed by the governor, and they kind of age out. And so what you're seeing now is some of McCrory's old appointees kind of aging out, and then the other liberal ones coming in. And then you've got three elected officials, and that would be Dale Falwell, Mark Robinson, and gee whiz, there's another one, another elected official. It's those two. And then the superintendent does not get a vote, to be clear, but she advises and does the deal making and all that. So, and so that's where we are. We've got some great conservatives on the board. And of course, they are very forthright in standing against this. But this is how it works. This is what I think. I think if Superintendent Truitt did not make a deal with the far left, that Mark Robinson would have a face-off with James E. Ford, and we know who would win.
Yes.
She did us a tremendous disservice.
I agree. And Mark has put together a task force now that is very important. And you can go to markrobinsonfornc.com, I believe it is, and look at the task force that he stood up to get into the classrooms and stop some of this stuff that's going on. But, I know there's those three. I can't remember the third one, just like you can't.
But they're all three Republicans, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing, hopefully. But so is Catherine Truitt, supposedly. We have been telling people, look, you've got to quit trying to just look at the R, the D beside the name. You got to start looking at their accomplishments, at their character, at their record. Do they actually do what they say they're going to do? Now, in the case of Mark Robinson, absolutely. He's consistent. I've heard him speak many, many times. He's followed up on what he promised to do. And this task force is one of those things. I think your organization is outstanding in the efforts that it's going through. And hopefully we can gather some interest here and get people to click on the take action buttons on your website. And I'm going to give that URL right now. That is edfirstnc.org. That's ED as in education. edfirstnc.org. That's the education First Alliance, North Carolina. We're talking with Sloan Rackmuth. And go to that site, and there are links off of that that'll take you to some of the other sites where they have their action items, like on Free Roots is one of those sites. And there you'll find one of the actions is to stop critical race theory in North Carolina schools. And that's where Sloan was asking you. You can go there and you can send to the superintendent that you want that stopped. And it also allows you to post it to Facebook and Twitter. It's all integrated right there together. So, and even phone calls. So all the tools are there for you. If you don't know how to do it or how to go about it, if you'll just go there and click on the Take Action Now button, it'll guide you right through the whole process and each and every step.
Thank you very much. And I also want to urge all of your listeners to forward that to 25 people minimum, because we need a massive action. So, you know, Rick, as you said, it's so easy. A caveman can do it, right? We set it all up there for you. Step one is make sure you believe what I'm saying and you believe in this mission. Verify it's got to be in your heart. Okay. Step number two, if it is in your heart, then I need you to do it. Send it to 25 people, then wait 24 hours, call them, bug them, and make sure they did it.
All right. And you said you've got part two coming out of last night's. When will that be available?
Well, as soon as the video technician does that, that would be me. So in about another hour and a half.
Oh, okay. So we can link to that off our website also. And folks, you can find it there. Our website, again, is cctaxpayers.com, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, also known as CCTA. If you'll go there, we will keep you updated on Sloan's activities and the link to her site there. And we also, like I mentioned in the beginning, we do monthly meetings, public meetings. I know Hal's already talked with you about trying to get you on the calendar to come in and attend one of those meetings and put on a presentation.
Hal's not going
to
leave me alone. He won't leave me alone.
That's why we've got him in that position. Okay, well, we are just about out of time, so could you go ahead with any parting comments or information, anything you want to share? And again, I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you to all your listeners for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming events that you might want to let us know about?
Yes, we do. We have a parents boot camp, and that's going to be in Raleigh at Cameron Village. And that is, I'm glad you asked. That is Wednesday, the 31st, and that is also on our website. And so we're going to offer, and I know how you're going to have me there for one, but this parent boot camp, it's 2.5 hours, and it is educational, it's empowering, and we want everybody to know that once we're together, you're never going to walk alone. We're going to be there with you every step of the way, giving you the confidence you need, the education you need, and the support that you need to stand up and fight back.
Okay, and exactly in a little bit of detail, not great detail, what is the parent boot camp?
It's a super secret meeting, and I can't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't. If I told you, I'd have to drive down there and kill you. It's one of those things. Well, we spend the first little part of the meeting going over curriculum and how parents can identify bias. We have our own bias identification tool. And then we really tell parents what to expect. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to be able to stand up to a principal or a teacher. And they're going to be gaslit, right? There's a lot of gaslighting that goes back. And we role play. We get up there, we get into groups, and we role play. How do you handle it? How do you own the situation? And so, you know, you could tell them, but we show them.
Good, good. Because I want our listeners to understand they are not above you. They work for you. You are not below them in any way whatsoever. They are elected officials, or they are paid government employees, and they work for you. So don't put yourself on a level below them. Put yourself on a level above them, because that's where you are.
100%. They are stewards of our taxpayers' money. Never forget it.
Right. Well, Sloan, thank you so much. And if there's anything we can do on this end in helping you to further your cause, we'll be glad to do that. Look forward to seeing you here in New Bern at a future meeting. And we will be posting the links to your website. But once again, one last time, it's ED, as in education, edfirstnc.org. And Sloan Rackmus has been with us this evening, and we look forward to bringing her back to talk to you again. On our website, cctaxpayers.com, click on the feedback button. If you've got questions, we'll forward them to Sloan. And if not, we just thank you for coming and joining us and participating in the process. That's all the time we have today for CCTA Wake Up Call. We'll see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
You have been listening to CCTA Wake Up Call, and you can find us here on 107.1 FM, the talk station, every Saturday at 6 a.m., and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. I hope you'll come back and tune in to hear us again next week, and please visit our website at cctaxpayers.com and leave us some feedback under the feedback button. Again, that's cctaxpayers.com. Looking forward to being with you again next week on CCTA Wake Up Call.